Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, July 27th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram discussed on his recent Ask Me Anything. And today's show is going to be focused around who can see what on Instagram. For instance, if you save someone's reel, can they tell that you saved it? Also, if you visit someone's profile, can they tell that you visited their profile? We'll also get into some feature suggestions, like why can't we rearrange our story highlights and how to search for content that you've previously saved. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Do you want to be in a room where the entire creator economy comes together? Well, here's your opportunity. On July 29th in Manhattan, Creator Economy Live East is bringing together over 500 brands, over 100 creators, and over 100 platforms and agencies to tackle the biggest challenges in influencer marketing. As a listener of this show, you can secure an exclusive 20% off your pass. Just use the code INSTASTORIESPOD20 at checkout to save up to $390 off your full price pass. But you need to be quick. The event is less than 1 week away. Hope to see you there. Let's dive into the questions from the head of Instagram. And let's start with who can see what on Instagram. The first one, does someone know if I saved their reel? The answer to that is you can tell that your reel was saved, but you have no idea who saved it. And the same goes for shares. You know that someone shared it, but you have no idea who that person is, unless they share it to their story. Here's the clip of Adam explaining how someone would know that you saved their reel.
So no, they won't know that you specifically saved that reel, but they can see that somebody did. You can actually see how many people saved your reels if you go to your insights, but you can't see who specifically saved them.
All right, moving on to the next question, keeping with the theme of who can see what, the question, can someone see if I'm looking at their profile? On Instagram, you can't. On TikTok, you can, and on LinkedIn, you can as well, although LinkedIn is a little vague about it sometimes, and it's kind of annoying, but that's a topic for another time. Here's Adam's answer to if someone can tell that you're looking at their profile on Instagram.
No, we've never let people see who looks at your profile. Generally, we want people to feel comfortable just browsing Instagram and not worried about people knowing exactly what they're looking at. You can see who has viewed your story, though, and you can see who has liked your story or your photo or your carousel or your reel, but you cannot see who has viewed your profile.
All right, the next question along the same lines of who can see what. If I didn't accept a DM message request, but read it, will that person know I saw it? Good question. The answer is as long as you don't hit that accept button to accept the message, you can read it safely and the person who sent it will have no idea. Here's Adam's confirmation of that answer.
No, we don't actually send read receipts until you accept the thread overall, which is not something that happens by default. So you can open the thread, see the initial message or the request, and then we will not send a read receipt. But if you accept it, then we do send a read receipt, and then you'll send we will send read receipts for all other messages that you read from then on in that thread.
All right, now let's move on to the reach-related questions. The first one, will adding more captions boost reach? I read this question like three times, and I didn't understand what the person was talking about until I listened to Adam's answer. Adam understood the question immediately, and apparently I'm just slow. What the person means is now that carousels can have multiple captions, meaning you can have an individual caption for each slide in the carousel, does that boost your reach if you do that? That's the question. And actually, that's a very good question because typically Instagram rewards people who use their new features, and that gives you a little bit of a boost. But apparently not in this specific case. Here's Adam's answer.
No, I don't think adding extra captions to carousels, because now you can actually have one caption per post in your carousel, will increase your reach. But sometimes it's just a useful thing to make it, to tell a story, to give more context on each photo or video in your carousel. Sometimes it's not necessary, so we still support just one caption, but it's just more of an improvement to the experience, not a reach hack.
As a reminder, carousels themselves are already a bit of a reach hack because when you make a carousel that has multiple photos or videos, Instagram will give that carousel two shots in the algorithm oftentimes. Not always, but if a person is scrolling their feed and then later they come back and open Instagram again, it's possible they'll see a different slide in that carousel and Instagram will show it to them a second time. All right, let's stick on that theme of carousels for one more minute. The question, are carousels still valuable? The answer to that is absolutely yes.
Carousels are definitely valuable. They actually seem to be growing in momentum and in popularity. We've tried to help because we don't want everyone to feel like they have to make reels. Allow people to make photos and carousels more compelling by things like adding music, multiple captions, which I talked about earlier today. So if photos or carousels are a better way for you to tell your story and you don't really want to create videos, that's awesome. We want to make sure you've got different creative tools because everybody, I think, can express their creativity in different ways. And what we want to do is give you options so that you can find the overlap between your creative point of view and also what content is going to help you achieve your goals on Instagram, whatever those might be.
Okay, that's it for all the reach-related questions. Let's move on to one more caption-related question. Will my post be banned if I don't use a caption? No, of course not. You can post a blank caption if you want to. That's certainly your choice.
No, if you don't have a caption, it's not going to meaningfully affect your reach one way or the other. So don't feel like you have to come up with one. If you got a great one, awesome. It can help, but it's not necessary by any means.
All right, we're going to pause for a second. When we come back, we're going to get into feature suggestions like how to search for posts that you've saved and rearranging story highlights. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, why can't we rearrange our story highlights? I still hate story highlights, so I don't care, but here's Adam's answer.
That is actually definitely a good idea. I'll talk to the team about it.
Next up, is there a way to search for what you've saved? There really isn't, and Instagram definitely needs the ability to search through saved posts.
Not yet. I know there's at least one team that has been experimenting with a different way or a way to build that. So definitely exploring it proactively, but nothing to announce yet.
Next, can you let us change the cover image on carousels?
It's an interesting idea. I mean, the cover photo is only visible on the profile grid. So there's no real risk, I guess, in it being misleading in feed. But you do kind of want to know what you're going to get when you tap on it. And it would be weird if you tapped on an image of one thing and you got an image of another one. I guess that you could argue happens on Reels today if you make a custom cover photo. So anyway, I don't know. Torn on that one. I'll take it to the team and see what they think.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. If you have a question for me you'd like me to answer, either about creating this show or about social media strategy or content you've seen me create in the past or content that you want me to create in the future, send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media, or you can email a voice memo to me. That would be great. Then I could insert it in the show. Send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media and we'll coordinate the details and I will give you my email address. As always, thank you so much for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform.